Well, Jason, let's talk the world of business, and what better way than to talk about agribusiness.
Agribusiness, constantly one of my favorite topics, I think.
It's a very important topic in our community.
Absolutely. I went to a seminar, the first inaugural Ag Assembly event, which was hosted by NMSU's Arrowhead Center earlier this month out at the Farm and Ranch. And I was talking to Vani Esta. She's a consultant, former vice president of business development for Caribou Biosciences. And we were talking about incubators and accelerators, kind of like Arrowhead's Ag Sprint, and how valuable they are in getting emerging technology to the marketplace, sort of getting the technology into the field, so to speak. And she says, I think she puts it really well, that one of the biggest values is putting the entrepreneur in an ecosystem that helps them. She has seen young people go so far from where they started by taking part in these kind of accelerators. They learn how to pitch ideas to somebody. They get some of their science done. They get some of the work done. And then, most importantly, they can attract investments to get some of this technology to the field. And it's really amazing. If you start looking at what's available now, you've got satellites that can monitor crop and land condition.
It is totally astounding.
It really is. You've got weather predictive applications. You can have applications.
It's all on the palm of your hand.
Yeah, right there. You can even control, they're called agribots, basically tractors, to do your weeding, to do your fertilizing, of course, to monitor water use, drought conditions, things like that. But one of the problems that we're running into is the industry itself is a little bit reluctant, and in some cases justifiably so, to give over all of their data to one source, to put everything on one spreadsheet, because it kind of, it tips the hand to their suppliers. They know what they're planting, when they're planting, if they're using the competitors' products, things like that. So a lot of farmers are a little leery to sort of jump on the bandwagon with that and give all the data over at once. So Vani was saying one of the things that's going to be necessary is a platform that really is, in the palm of your hand, on your mobile device, that connects all of this data, interprets it, but is really hyper secure, so that the farmer doesn't need to worry about their information, which they base their company, their business on, getting into the wrong hands. She was also talking some about bioengineering and the fact that, the world population is expected to rise from about 7.3 billion to about 9.7 billion by 2050. And we're going to have to feed people, and we're running out of land. So, it's a challenge. It's an existential
more farmers,
challenge.
A lot of farmers just here in our community got out of farming and sold the land, built houses.
Yeah, it gets turned into development, more people, less food. And, that's a downward spiral that we can't sustain. And, however you feel about bioengineering, and there are arguments to be made on both sides that I'm sure we don't have the time to get into today. But some of the interesting things that are happening is with urban farming, in dense urban areas, not what we would consider urban farming out in Mesilla, but areas where they really have to grow vertically. There's some work being done now to sort of restructure the way plants grow, so that plants that aren't designed to grow vertically can. So, you can't exactly get a watermelon to grow three stories up. So that's one of the interesting areas that's kind of developing in that particular field. But really an interesting presentation and a lot of good stuff going on.
A lot of information
and
for sure.
As usual, it's coming out of Arrowhead.
Yep.
More good things.
Good things. Let's talk about personal finance, plan for succession, and small business.
Yes. Summer Rose Nolan is talking this week about small businesses really need to have a succession plan in place, whether it's handing it over to your family, to the next generation, to a good friend or a good employee. You've got to have your ducks in a row before it comes time for that to happen. First, you've got to select your successor, demonstrate your business value, and you've got to bear in mind, when you sell to a family member, the transaction draws a lot of extra scrutiny from the IRS. And then finally, you've got to develop a plan to transfer your business interest quickly so that you minimize any disruptions in the operation.
Speaking of quickly, Let's talk about the 25th anniversary of the Hispanic Chamber.
Yes, Hispanic Chamber is still celebrating their 25th year. They have the annual Chamber Luau coming up Friday, August 25th at Hacienda de Mesilla. And some other items coming up. They've got their annual Scholarship Award Program, Mindfulness in Business Conference, Latinas in Leadership Conference, and of course the 25th annual Las Cruces Hispanic Chamber of Commerce Golf Tournament, which is just around the corner.
Jason, we'll talk to you next week, sir.
My pleasure.